tonight will be the last. I'm just curious what you think. Take a look at the first mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, and look what the Minchas Chinuch says there about the question of a mamzer and the problem of mitzvah b'avera. Take a look at it. Very interesting. You'll look. You'll do edition, of course. Let me see, next week. Good, right? Halacha, hey, right? All right. All right, let me just light this light, and there we go. Shishrisha. Achara Omer. Vikotzra vizara menachitim bakarka. They had tzua that took root after the Omer. You cut it, and then you took one of the berries, one of the chita berries, and you replanted it. Va'achakach korei va'omer haba. Va'dayin achita bakarka. Now, of course, this means that the shalom is shrisha. Harei elu safek im hitiran ha'omer ki ilu hayu munachin bakad. O lo yatir, O son, mipnei shabbat lu bakarka. Okay, that's case one. Lefika, then the Rama has the halacha. Lefika chim lachem mehem v'achol ein aloka umakanas lavakas marzis. Fine, okay. V'chein shibolesh. Now here comes the case that we last week's case. Right on Samach Tes Amud Beis. Right, for the case that we just read was based on the Gemara in Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, but here's Samach Tes Amud Beis. V'chein shibolesh shehivi ashlish milifnei haomer ve'akra v'shasla achar shekarei haomer ve'hosifa. So too, if you have a shibolesh that brought a shlish before the omer, and then you uprooted it and replanted it after the omer, and then it grew in size. I raise this suffek im tia asura b'bnei hatosefes ad shiyavo haomer haba olo tia asura sharei hishrisha kodem haomer. Yeah. By the way, the last words of the Rambam proves how to read the Rambam. Because, right, we were wondering when does Ram agree with Rashi or disagree with Rashi? When was it uprooted? Kodem Omer after the Omer? So we said plain shot based on the way the sentence should be structured is that it was uprooted after the Omer. The last line proves it. Because the Ram says, why would it be mutter? Because he says it was Hishrisha Kodem Omer. But if the Rambam learns like Rashi that it was uprooted as a pre before the Omer, so the Rambam should have said because it was a pre before the Omer. Not because Hishrisha. Okay? So it just confirms what we said in the Pshat and the Rambam. So the Rambam learns the case on Samach Tes Amud Beis differently than Rashi. He learns that it's a case, it was never uprooted before the Omer. But it was uprooted after the Omer. And that's the Gemara Zibaya, that it was uprooted and then replanted. Yeah. So of course, understanding of course, what is the Zibaya according to the Rambam? The second thing you want to know is, why according to the Rambam, is the case in the Gemara, Hevia Shlish? What do I care, Hevia Shlish? That should be inconsequential in the Rambam's scenario here. According to Rashi, Hevia Shlish is the whole crux of the matter. Because you're dealing with the framework of Pri, and the framework of Gidulei Karka. But according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with that. You don't care about the fact that it's a pre. It was never uprooted as a pre. So that's question two. Right, one second. There was one more point, one more question. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, I mean, of course, this is a two-way street, but let me, since we're learning Rambam, it is why didn't the Rambam have Rashi's case? Okay, I mean, again, you could start the other way around, but let's just ask it from this perspective. Why didn't Rambam learn the case like Rashi? That it was Akra Kodem Omer. Alright? Alright, those are the three things that I'd like to answer. And then also to explain, also, what was the Iboya, the Suffolk in the first case? Alright? Alright. Yeah, hold on one second. First question is like this. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm doing the second case first. Okay, I'm doing Samach Tes Amud Beis, in other words, first. I would say like this. That first of all, according to the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam doesn't have Rashi's version, because the Rambam would learn that if in fact it was Nekra before the Omer, the Rambam would say that once it's Niteres, that's the end of the story.
You say that again? You got cut off.
Oh.
You got a lot of beeping here.
Oh. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to say is that, and not that this is really crucial necessarily to the whole svara, I think it's independent, but I would just suggest that the reason why the Rambam doesn't have Rashi's version is, and I'll bring a little bit, you know, maybe Ktsas Raya to such a thing, but the Rambam would tell you that once it's Niteres as a pre, it can never revert back to an agricultural entity. There's once the halacha relates to it as a pre, that's it. That's the end of the story. So according to the Rambam, you never have any boya. Can you replant it because now there's more quantity, et cetera, like we said last week. All right? That's it. That wouldn't be a case, according to the Rambam. Once it's Hutra, once it's Niteres as a pre, that's it. The object has now been permitted in its final form, and it's in the whole objective of the growth, and that's it. You can never put it, you know, go back to a more, you know, primitive or primordial state. That's it. The Lach has already related to it as a Chefta Shal Pri. That's the end of it. Okay?
So that's point.
What? That would definitely be Mutter. Right. It would never be a Suffolk like Rashi has. All right? That's point number one. Now, you see, now what the Rambam is saying is like this. You have a Shibola Shevi Ashlish. Now, why does the Rambam give that? Why does the Rambam hold that the Gemara gave that case? Because you might argue that since it was Hevia Shlish, so it's already a pre. You see, once it's already a Shlish, so already it's a pre. The only thing is, it's Chasser, is somebody to come along and to do Katsira to it. You know what I mean? It's basically a pre. That's just, you know, Chasser, a Maisa, you know, Al Yaday, some person. So that's what the Rambam said. According to the Rambam, that's exactly the first thing that the Gemara is telling you. Is that even though it was Hevia Shlish, nevertheless, it's still treated as an agricultural thing. In other words, the only reason you would say that Tzad, that say it's Mutter, is because it's Hishrisha. Meaning, it's still, as long as it remains connected to the ground, then insofar as Hilchas Chadash are concerned, It's an agricultural thing. That's what it's telling you. All right?
It's really, shlisha in, when it's in the ground, really doesn't mean anything. When Allah has shlish, when has shlish in the ground.
Right, but that's exactly part of the Chiddush of the Gemara.
Okay. Meaning, kol shekhein when it wasn't shlish.
Right, you're right.
That this Ibai would apply.
That's correct. Okay. So it's telling you, look, if you might, I thought about this. I mean, the truth is, I think it's a very good logical alternative not to say what we said last week. Namely, that maybe Hilchos Chadash don't follow, let's say, like Tum and Tahara. That really, once you have a shlish, what do I care if it's on the stalk? That's a pre already. In other words, maybe that already defines it as a pre.
Did the shlish apply in any other area?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just speaking logically. So I'm just saying that the Rambam here is telling you that's why this case is Hevia Shlish. Because you could argue from a logical standpoint that that's a pre. It's only Mechus or Maisa. But it's a pre already. As an entity, it's a pre. But the answer is no. As long as it's still connected to the ground, then it's going to come under the halacha of that the Omer is going to be only be possibly matirit because it's Hishrisha, as a Gidloi Karka. Okay? Okay. Now the boy is like this. The boy in the Gemara is, when you uproot it after the Omer, and then you replant it, the question is that replanting a new planting or a replanting? What does that question hinge upon? What's the logical point of how you view it? The point is like this. The question is, when you cut the object, in other words, when you harvest the berry, the wheat berries, right? So now you have a pre. So there's two ways to look at it. On one hand, you could say it's a pre. Why? Because insofar as the growth and the biology of it, it's a pre. So in a natural framework, in the normal framework of the world, it's a pre. So if you say it's a chefta shel pre, so then of course when you replant it, that's going to be a replanting. It's not going to be a continuity. Or do you say no? That since in the halachic framework, in other words, in the framework of Chadash, it's not registering as a pre. Because it was nitar as an agricultural entity, as a shrisha, and now when you're taking it out of the ground, the Hilchos Chadash don't relate to it anymore. We don't care. It's meaningless that it's a pre now. We don't care about that point. So insofar as the halachic framework, it's not registering in the halachic framework as a pre. So therefore, when you plant it again, it's a replanting of an agricultural entity. In other words, the question is, do you have a planting, and then you have another planting? The question will be, is there a hefsek of a pre in between? What determines that? So the question is, what do you mean by a pre? Do you mean a pre insofar as reality, normal reality, or do you mean insofar as halachic reality? If you mean insofar as reality, it's a pre. If you mean halachic reality, it doesn't register as a pre in this halachic framework. It's only registering as gidule karka that we're hutra, and that's it. A pre, it doesn't register as So therefore, when you plant it again, it'll be considered a continuation of the original planting. So if you say it's a continuation, so then of course, it's going to be mutter, because there was already, it's just a continuity. So therefore, it's a continuation. So this was already nitar before the omer. It was ishrisha. See, now you're just letting it grow. It's no different than if you would have left it in the ground and never have taken it out. Or do you say no? That since it was a pre in the interim, insofar as reality is concerned, physical reality, so therefore this is a replanting. Oh, if it's a replanting, so now this new Gidule Karka was never underwent an Omer. That's the question. Hold around one thing. How do you view whether or not you had a pre in the interim? Do you go by physical reality or halachic reality? And when I say halachic reality, I mean framework of Hilchas Chodesh. The Korban Omer, or the Yot, whatever, Tazayin Nisan, was matirid as an agricultural entity, as Gidule Karka. It never entered into the world of Hilchos Yashan Chodesh as a pre. It never registered there. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Oh, because it was planted before the Omer. And that's the usual halacha. Anything planted before the Omer, no matter how much more it grows, will be mutter. That's the pasuk in Mishpatim. To me, you see, that's the Ketzas Raya. That the Rambam learns that the Gemara said Shlish, and yet the Gemara says, why is it Mutter, according to the Rambam? Because it was Hishrisha. You know what I mean? You would have thought the Rambam would have said at the end, no, it would be Mutter because it reached the Shlish. No, the Rambam avoids Shlish altogether. Because that's exactly what he's telling you. It remains in the framework of Gidulei Karka. Because it's not, according to the Rambam, it's not illogical that something could be considered a pre while it's still on the stalk. That's not illogical. It's possible. Very possible. You need the halacha to tell you that, in fact, you don't view it that way.
But it's
Svara. This Svara and the Chain here also, it's going to work here. Doesn't mean that. If you get a chance, turn off the iPod for a minute, but whatever. First half of the Rama. Okay, one second here. Let me get back into this. Samach Tes, Amar Aleph, according to the Rambam, is also a very basic question. And that's the question like this. You have the peros, the actual berries. And neither this whole entity, whether as a gidule karka or as a pre, it's never been involved in the omer whatsoever. Untouched by the omer. And now you go ahead and you take this pre, okay, you take these chitim, and you replant them before an omer. And now the question is, there's a suffix. When the omer comes, do you say that these chitim are like kilu munad? In other words, mali bakad, mali bakarka, right? Or do you say, no, they're batala karka? Now notice, by the way, of course the Rambam does not say that they're like Gidule Karka. Because he couldn't say that because then they're lo hishrisha yet. They're not Gidule Karka yet. They're just Batlula Karka. Right? So I think the question is like this. The question is that in order for the Omer to be matir, these chitim, it has to be matir them b'toras pri, because they're already fully ripened and they've been harvested. But the question is, how do you judge whether or not it's a pre? Do you go by the inherent characteristics? So, therefore, what do I care where it is? Do I have a chefza of a pre? Does it have the characteristics of a pre? Is it a fully ripened thing? So what do I care if you stuck it in the ground? That's it. And I don't care whether it's in the ground or it's in a cod. Inherently, it's that. Or do I say no? You don't go simply by the inherent characteristics, but the state or condition also plays a role in evaluating. So since the Gavra took this chita and he put it into a condition that it's removed from the world of Ochel. People don't store Ochel, and as a human entity, people don't store Ochel in the Karka. So it's like he was Docha B'Shtei Adayim. He pushed it out of his realm. So do I say, so if I learn it goes by, I evaluate it, not based on it's purely its inherent characteristics, the inherent substance, but I take into account the state and condition of the object, is it in the part of the human realm or not, so then I'll say it's not. That's the suffix in, the Rambam.
Daha Amran Dimlav Asurin Ashiyavo Omer Habab Bigidulehen Mayri O Dilma Batlino Agavara Bechilakilo Kigidulin Dabo.
Rashi is Kigidulin. He can't say they're literally Gidulin. Because they're Lo Hishrisha. Not possible. But it means, you're right, in the framework of the Adam, he removed it from the world of Ochel. He put it back into the framework, into the general framework of Gidulei Karka. You're right, technically they're not yet. But insofar as the Adam is concerned, they are. He treated them like seeds. That's what he did. So it's true they're not getting whatever. They're not Hishrisha yet. You can't say they're really related in the laws of Omer, but insofar as the Adam's concerned, he removed it from pre, from the world of the human framework of pre. And that's why the Ram says the Batlula Karka. You're right. That's very good. That's what I want to say. Yeah, I think I know what he means. I'm a little bit of a guess here, but I think what he means is that if a guy decides that he wants to eat them, he has to go harvest them. He has to go dig them out of the ground.
Right.
That's what he means. It's not like Ochel, people don't, you don't go digging, you don't go harvesting them. It's like you have to do an act that's unnatural in the framework of Ochel. You open up a barrel, you open up your refrigerator, you open up a container, you don't go out to the ground and start doing Lakita. Lakita is not Ochel. It's not an Ochel performance. It shows you it's been thrust into a different realm. That's what he said. That's very good. Good Rashi. Good. I'm happy. Thank you. They are exactly the same. Like you guys said. Adilra. There you go. Yeah, it's going to be like Gedulin. It's like you're going to treat it exactly as if it really is Mamish Gedulei Karka. You're going to have to go out there and dig them up like exactly like you're a farmer harvesting a crop. That's already not Ochel. That's what he says. Very good. Shkayach. That's good. That's it. That's all I have to say. Using these frameworks, the Rambam saying, you're going to have two basic sfeikas that are going to emerge in from the halacha. And by the way, unresolved sfeikas.
Which are almost opposite, like in the exact opposite case.
Yeah.
Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra, like the Rambam. He's like the Rambam, and he paskins l'chumra.
Yeah, you mean in Halacha Dalet and Hay?
Yeah.
That's the Simon now, right?
That's it. Nice to see him.
I can see him. working, does he have a fake? Well, he'll be a suffix Issa Deraisa, right?
That's really like all suffixes Issa Deraisa that you normally get Malchus for.
Yeah. How can we get Smachus Mardus? I don't know. What's that rule?
Why not?
You mean whenever?
Still Asa for him to do it.
What?
It's still Asa for him to do it. With Deraisa. Because of a suffix Deraisa.
It's assuming to do Abana.
Okay. Oh, you mean... Oh, you mean because he's violating Suffolk the rights of the Chumrah?
If you want to go being very technical, you could say very simply. I mean, then you'll have the question, why is he rated here and why it's not a general club? But...
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it could just be how the Rabbanan deal with tapers. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, that's what I was wondering. Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yep.
We need more studying for the Rambam's Marcus Marius cases.